This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on SportsRadio740.com.
At 271-0700 since 1945, the original Bradley Services Company.
On the web at BradleyPH.com.
Okay, welcome back in, everybody. Glad you're with us on this Thursday morning, and we're certainly glad to have legendary head football coach Gene Stallings joining us here today on our Dreamland Barbecue Guest Hotline. Coach, good morning, sir. How you doing today?
Oh, listen, I'm doing fine. It's a great game, and I'm glad really the season is over. It's time to take a little rest.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
Coach, obviously the storyline from that game was the insertion of Tagovailoa in at quarterback at halftime. In your estimation, how difficult of a decision is that for a coach to make in the middle of the national championship game?
Well, that's the reason they played Coach Saban the big bucks. He made the tough decision. It would have been extremely hard for me to make that decision. I mean, the young man had only lost two games in his entire career, and he was the Southeastern Conference Player of the Year, and he's one of the reasons that Alabama was in the championship game. But he did not have a good first half, and the coach made the decision. It was a right decision, and what a great second half. He played through three touchdown passes, and really brought him out of the fire right there to last when the quarterback was trapped for a big loss. And he made the right decision, but it was a tough call, I was sure.
Boy, no doubt a tough call, but one that certainly had to be made. And obviously we see how it all played out. Also, Coach, I think getting lost in this a little bit is, you know, not only the insertion of Tua Tagovailoa at quarterback, but I think the adjustments that the Alabama defense made at halftime, too, were very important because Georgia kind of got handcuffed in that second half.
It was really two different halves. But Georgia still had an opportunity to win the game. They kicked a long field goal, and then when the quarterback was trapped, and they got him out of field goal range. And that's one thing you can't do when you're offensive team you're playing, you can't get out of field goal range, you can't get a penalty, you can't get your quarterback trapped. Lo and behold, the quarterback was trapped, and now it looked like that Georgia was going to win the game, but then Alabama came back and threw a long touchdown. But I can't imagine, I don't know what kind of coverage it was. I coached secondary for 14 years, but I can't imagine a game of that magnitude, the situation, the quarterback get behind, I mean the wide receiver. Yeah. Get behind the defensive back at least by 5 yards. And good night. You know, if I'm playing back there, I'm going to at least get a penalty. Penalty's 15 yards, and it's not like pro ball where it goes back to the point of the foul. But anyway, it was a great throw, great catch, and Alabama won another national championship there to be congratulated.
With about 4 minutes to go in the game, Alabama's down 7. They had it on the 7-yard line. It was 4th and 4. He didn't kick the field goal. They chose to go for it on 4th and 4, and they got the touchdown pass there. Another difficult decision to make in the context of that game that turned out well for Alabama. How difficult of a decision was that to make to go for it instead of kick the field goal?
I think that was extremely difficult. Especially since the kicker wasn't having all that good a game. I think that sort of had something to do with the decision.
Yeah.
You know, as the game started off, the first half, first quarter, Alabama intercepts the pass, takes it down in the field goal range, kicks a field goal, and makes it. But there was a penalty on the play, and so it didn't count. They moved it back. And, you know, these kickers, they are very accurate. 40, 45 yards, but anyway, he missed it. And that was a big miss because that gave Georgia some new life. And so I think that might have had something to do with the decision to go for it.
Coach, it's amazing to just think. I mean, if you'd have said this 3 months ago, 6 months ago back in the summer, that Alabama would have 6 true freshmen on the field when that touchdown was made to win the national championship. That's amazing that this young talent is that good this early.
That's right. But, you know, when outstanding high school player, you're going to be good enough to play in the college ranks. And so when a freshman plays, that just says he's better than the sophomore, junior, or senior, he wouldn't be playing. So that it used to, they said, anytime you start a freshman, that would you'd mean that you're going to lose so many games. That's just not the case now, because if you start a freshman, he's just better than the sophomore, better than the junior, better than the senior, and then he's got three or four more years to play.
Gene Stallings is with us. I'm not asking you to tell us what they should do and or anything like that, but how do you think from now, from here out, the quarterback position plays out at Alabama? Do you have a thought on that? With
I really
Hurts?
Don't. I've given it some thought because the people ask that question. How can you not? They start the quarterback that threw three touchdown passes, national championship game, and performed so well, and a lot of people have been wanting him to play anyway, and you know, you can't sort of say you feel sorry for a youngster, but here's a guy that was Southeastern Conference Player of the Year as a freshman, and I think he handled it with dignity and class, but I'm sure that the youngster is hurting. So that's going to be a tough decision. The first day of spring practice, who's the number one quarterback. But that's the reason they pay him the big bucks. He can make those decisions.
Nah, that's exactly right. And, Coach, I'm glad you brought it up. I mean, handled it with class and dignity, and there's been so many reports spotlighting how Jalen Hurts handled himself after he was pulled in the second half and how he reacted after the game was over. That certainly was a breath of fresh air to see that in this day and age.
It really was. And, you know, I'm sure he was hurt. I mean, he wanted Alabama to win. There's no question about that. But to see somebody sort of take your spot in national television and you're not performing very well and he come in and perform, that's a tough situation on a youngster. And I really appreciated the way he handled it and appreciate the way that Coach Saban handled it too.
Now Coach Saban has won another national championship. He's got more national championships than every other active coach in college football combined now. What is a theme for all of that? What is it, in your estimation, if you could boil it all down, that makes him so successful, Coach?
Well, he's got the drive, and he's an outstanding recruiter. You know, when you think of not being an underdog for 10 years, that says that you're recruiting extremely well. They've got a staff, like back when I was coaching, had one guy that was in charge of recruiting, and the football coaches did the rest of it. I'm sure that they have plenty of people to analyze players all over the country. And they still get some players from Alabama, but the quarterback that was from Texas, and then this quarterback beat him out, is from Hawaii. And when you look at the roster, they get the best of the best from all over the country, and that's not easy to do too. I'm sure everybody's gunning for Alabama, but I think Coach Saban and his staff, not only do they analyze the players properly, but they're able to go out and convince them that they need to play at Alabama.
Well, they have no doubt done a spectacular job in that regard. You see the young talent, as we mentioned, with so many of them on the field on that last play. You know, another thing that happens this time of year, Coach, is there's some underclassmen that elect to test the waters of the NFL. They think they're ready to move up. Also, there's always some coaching turnover. Are those things you just know are coming, you know, after the season, and you prepare yourself for – Are some of these coaches, you know, I'm sure there's some cases where they're blindsided by it, but I'm thinking more cases than not. You prepare yourself, you know these things are coming, and you kind of have some ideas in your back pocket when they do pop up.
Yeah, and you know, the coach is in a bind, really, because you want what's best for the player. There's no question about that. But you go to school for an education, and yet here's somebody that needs the money, and all of a sudden he can pick up several million dollars in a contract. Are you going to say not do that and get college education where you're going to make $50,000-$60,000 a year, or are you going to go ahead? So that's a tough decision to make. And how do you advise a player? Now, I personally wanted to see him graduate. That was the real joy that I got out of coaching, was seeing the player graduate, be successful. But yeah, how can you say a guy that signs for several million dollars as a junior is not successful?
That's a great point.
Yeah, it's hard to argue with that, Coach. There is no doubt, no doubt about that. Well, it's been a spectacular season. There's no doubt about that, Coach. I don't think a lot of people thought it would play out like this through all of the ups and downs that we saw with all of these teams. But heck of a finish on Monday night, and before you know it, we'll be back at it again, kicking off the 2018 season. And as you know, from being here for so long in these parts, these people in Alabama and in the South can't wait for college football to kick off again.
Well, they've already, and I read the Dallas News, I read that paper every morning, but they already ranking the team for next year, who's number one, number two, number three. And so even though the season is over, it's not forgotten, and they're getting ready for next year. And I think they'll probably have Alabama at the top of the list again. I think the committee got it right. They were the best four teams in the country playing for the championship, and what a great year Alabama had.
No doubt. Coach, as always, we greatly appreciate your time. It is always a lot of fun and very, very informative, and we will do it again soon, Coach. Take care. Have a great week.
Well, that's the same to you guys, and Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, Coach. Happy New Year.